This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Tonight's commute home is almost guaranteed to be better than last night's. Yesterday's snowstorm lasted throughout the evening commute and ended up making a total disaster of traffic.
Many of you were stuck in cars, inching along snowy roadways, diverted because of accidents, or waiting in the cold for MBTA trains and buses, some of which never came. So when we got to work this morning, the crew here at Radio Boston was comparing notes about how many hours it took many of us to get home last night. And that turned into a lively debate, maybe even a little feisty, over whether slow commutes are just what happens during New England storms. That happens to be my view, by the way.
Or whether our transportation system failed us last night, which is what I think it did. So we decided to ask a transportation expert to tell us which of us is more correct. Was last night's horror show on the roads and on the T a product of poor planning by government officials? Or is this simply life in the winter? So with us in the studio is Stephanie Pollack. She's Associate Director of Research at the Dukakis Center for Urban and Regional Policy at Northeastern University. And transportation is one of Stephanie's specialty areas. So, Stephanie, thank you very much for making the trip here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So yesterday's storm was predicted, although it may have snowed a little more than expected. So I want to start by putting the big picture question to you. Should we have expected our transportation system to fall apart, as I think it did, or could something have been done to make it work better?
So we're always going to have winter storms, I think, in Boston, even with climate change coming up. And I don't think anyone should expect that their commute when a storm hits in the middle of the day is going to be as good as it was the day before or the next day. That said, I do actually think we could probably do a better job of both planning for and executing when they come up, and we can get people home at least not as painfully as yesterday.
How? What didn't we do that we should have done?
So I think that there's a few things. One is we treat the world as it existed 10 years ago, meaning we assume that you're either coming to work and then you have to get home, or everybody just gets the day off, as opposed to people work from home. So, you know, why is the state deciding at 1 p.m. to suddenly send workers home? I think the weather forecasting's getting pretty good. I think we knew in the morning it was coming. What if we had told people not to come in, but they had to work from home? Telecommuting is not part of our plans. So that's one thing we could do better. Another thing we could do better, honestly, is learn from the mess-ups we have and get better. So a couple years ago, people may remember Chicago had a giant storm. All these people got stuck on Starro Drive. So the Chicago Transportation Department actually spent months thinking about what went
wrong.
Do you
mean Lakeshore Drive?
Lakeshore Drive,
okay.
Sorry. Not Starro Drive.
Okay.
Lakeshore Drive. And they spent some time sort of thinking about it. And they now have an interesting traffic management plan that involves using the median to get people off the road and turned around and plowing it out. And so they actually said, boy, this was not acceptable. What are we going to do better next time? And I think that's the answer for Boston. This is not acceptable. What can we do better?
Yesterday, roads weren't pre-salted. Snow emergencies weren't declared. Should they have been?
Well, you know, again, I think the weather sort of tricked people, but and was worse than we thought. But I think that maybe we were too slow to pull the trigger on treating it like it was going to be a big storm. I think storms that hit in the middle of the day are just awful.
So, Stephanie, if you're the arbiter here, I guess I'm sort of the minority view. But let me just throw this idea out, because what struck me yesterday was, yes, this storm was stronger than predicted. But I'm still thinking a major snowstorm in the middle of the commute. Of course, it's going to cause delays. Of course, it's going to be inconvenient. Of course, it's going to be uncomfortable. It's winter in New England. You know, what do we expect?
And so, Stephanie, I'm going to sound like I'm throwing Anthony under the bus here, but I have to note, Anthony was out yesterday nursing a cold, slept most of the day by your confession, Anthony, came in today with a chocolate cake that he baked at home. So this guy did not commute home yesterday.
All right, a couple of corrections there. First of all, my wife baked the chocolate cake. That's important to get out there. But yes, I was at home yesterday, but this also gave me this sort of objective view on this, because I woke up, I spent a half hour shoveling out my car and driveway, got on the roads, and they were perfect. Everything was back to normal
today,
this morning.
Today.
Yeah, still. That's only a few hours after the storm.
So I'm actually sympathetic in part to the this is New England and it's going to happen. And I don't think that it's reasonable for people to expect that either the transit system or the roads are going to be as good in the middle of a snowstorm as they are the day before or the day after. I'm just saying we could do better.
Mm-hmm.
and that every time we have one of these disasters, which has happened pretty frequently in recent years, we need to dissect it, understand what we could have done
and
better.
And learn
and do better the next time. And I don't see a trend. I think that's what bothers people. People start immediately talking about, well, this happened last year and this happened the year before. It doesn't feel like we're getting better at it.
My other thought about this is that yesterday the state highway administrator said, better not to use the roads, use the T. And we should be able to rely on public transportation during snowstorms. That failed, too, for the most part, in many ways. Commuter rails, the Green Line was shut down for a while between Park Street and Lechmere. Things were not good.
No, they weren't. And I think that I agree. The first line of defense when bad weather is coming should be to tell people to stay home. And the second should be to tell them to leave their cars home and to take transit. And if you had told people that yesterday, you would have given them terrible advice. The T is old. The tea is cranky. The tea is, in fact, going to break when it is cold until we pour millions of dollars into fixing it. But that said, you're right. Some of the worst commutes yesterday were people who were trying to do the right thing and take transit, and that's unacceptable. The tea should be good enough so that people can honestly say, I'm going to leave my car home. There's a storm coming. I'd rather be on the T. When I used to live in Chicago, that's how people felt about Chicago. And I will tell you that the CTA is also old and cranky, and some of its, you know, older lines are breaking, but they're trying to make it the first choice for commuting in bad weather.
And not to totally beat up on the T, but even last week when we didn't have snow, there were buses running, shuttle buses, because it also failed last week as well a few times. So
right. And I think that that does affect people's willingness to believe that transit can be used during a snowstorm. When you're busing 2-3 times a week on the Red Line in perfectly good weather, telling people, oh, don't worry, just take the T, it's a snowstorm, is not going to be very credible.
Mm. You know, when we tweeted this morning that we were going to be talking about this issue, we got a tweet back, and I'm sorry, Rob, if I'm about to say your last name incorrectly, but it's Rob Hannison of Framingham, and he said, given the storm and timing, how would you define success? And I think that's a good question. You know, what's reasonable to expect? That's really what the debate between Anthony and me comes down to.
So I define success by within a few hours. Okay, I stretched a few hours to 9-10 hours. Everything was back to normal, no problem.
So I would define success as trains should run, okay?
I think that's
reasonable. Because buses are different, because buses are in the same mucky snow as cars are. So buses, and the T does have a plan for alternate snow routes for buses, but trains should run and they should be reliable. And, you know, that's how things work in, you know, Minneapolis, St. Paul, which gets a little bit more snow than, you know, we do. So the train should run. The T should do the best it can with its buses. And we should be much smarter about doing what's usually referred to as incident management and coordination. We should have an emergency center. You know, it's like asking, you know, is New Orleans ever going to get hit by a hurricane again? Yes. Can they do better than they did with Katrina? Yes. Does that mean that things will be great in the middle of the hurricane? No. Well, we're going to get hit by snowstorms. We don't have good incident management. We don't learn.
That's Stephanie Pollack. She's Associate Director of Research at the Dukakis Center for Urban and Regional Policy at Northeastern. Stephanie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And Stephanie, thanks so much, even though you didn't do much to support my point of view.
Sorry about that.
And listeners, stay with us. The latest effort to contain rising health care costs in Massachusetts. Why is it so hard to find out how much a medical procedure costs before you have it done? I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.